So Edith came to be with us about a year ago, I think, when you and your late husband, Ozzius, moved to New Malden from Surbiton. And following the death of Ozzius, after a long period of illness, Edith has really pressed hard into God. And it's been an amazing blessing to see and to hear how you've continued to put your faith and your trust in God, despite difficult circumstances of loss and of grief. And I know your reliance on Scripture has been a really key part of that, and that's been really wonderful to hear when we've met and you've shared with me about that. And Edith has chosen a few verses from Psalm 91 that she's asked Kate to read for her now. Thank you, Kate.
Psalm 91, verses 1 to 4. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
Thank you so much, Kate. And then Roger is just going to come and pray before Edith herself shares her words of testimony. Roger.
Our Father, we do bless you for this day in Edith's life. We thank you for her faith, lived out in caring for her family, in service with your people. And we pray today for her peace. For her peace through loss and change. We pray especially for your peace, for her in health, a particular concern at present. We pray for her peace in her home, in friendship and witness to others there. We think of her widespread family, her concern for them, and ask for your help in their lives. And we ask, on this day especially, that you would renew her strength. Bless her, we pray, in the fellowship and service of this church family, and help her to honor you in a way that blesses the next generation. We do commit her in this baptism and in everything ahead to your loving care in the fellowship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, Edith, if you could now share what you'd like to say.
Good morning, church. I'm glad to be here to change my life. My testimony today is I decided to be baptized after what I went through in my life. I lost my two loved ones, namely, first of all, my daughter, the only daughter God gave me, the last born. She went to be with the Lord. While I was still grieving, my husband passed away this year, February, and it was grief upon grief. There is a scripture in Psalms 119 verse 67 which says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word, Lord. I would not have known God if I was not afflicted. Affliction brought me closer to God. So this morning I'm being baptized and I believe that I am a new creature in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is my helper and my comforter in this journey with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Edith. So Chung and I now are going to step down into the baptismal pool, and then we will ask you to make your promises. Great. So we have heard of the work of faith in Edith's life. Jesus Christ has called you, Edith, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, he's been doing a new thing in your life. The call of God has become real, and he's invited you to step into the waters of baptism today. So before you step in, I ask you to answer these questions. Edith, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? That's called being keen, isn't it? That's brilliant. Love that. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ? Will you live within the fellowship of the church, and will you serve Jesus Christ in the world? Amen. Then come and be baptized. Edith, just as we met over the previous weeks and listening to what you shared, the verse that God put on my heart for you was from Proverbs 3. They are well-known verses, but they are these: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So, Edith, we have heard of your repentance and faith, and so we now baptize you, our sister, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Edith, I know you're full of compassion and full of love. And I think, when I prayed for you and I got a Holy Spirit kindly gave me this verse, 2 Corinthians 1:3. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of compassion, and the God of all the comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort that we've received from our God. And thank you that, Lord, thank you for your promise, and thank you for your assurance that Edith will have so much compassion more than ever. Edith will have so much comfort more than ever, that she will give out your love, your compassion to those who needs it more than anybody, in your name. And thank you for you're gonna use her, and thank you for you're gonna rebuild her, and thank you for you're going to bless her, everything she does. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, Father God, we thank you for this special
woman. We thank you that as well as being a long-standing woman of faith, she's also a child of God. And I just pray that as she steps out of this pool and just into the next chapter of the new life that you have for her, that she may know your presence with her each and every step of the way, and that we, your family here in this place, might also walk alongside her and encourage her faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.